Welcome to Top 7, the ranking show for prospective university students. Today with
Sebastian,
Julian,
Valerie
and Dila.
We are students of linguistics at Heinrich Heine University Düsseldorf, and we are doing this podcast in an oral skills English class. Our top 7 for today are the 7 statements students don't make. Number 7. The essay office works efficiently and quickly. Like every administrative organization, the SA office is faced with savings, especially when it comes to staff members. Even if you submitted all necessary material in time, be aware that they will need a long time to revise your application.
Number 6. Of course I can attend every course I have picked in advance. The number of courses is usually very limited. Most courses are hopelessly crowded, and lecturers tend to refuse students that have picked the course too late. It is always good to have a backup plan.
Number 5. My studies give me a good practical orientation. I have a clear idea what to do after my graduation. Even if degree courses are advertised as practically orientated and qualifying for a profession, they are usually very theoretical. Even if it's not mandatory, absolving relevant work placement is very helpful to gain your first work experience.
Number 4. Student job? No, thanks. I have enough money for myself. Especially in Germany, earning enough money can be a challenge. Of course, there is BAföG, a financial aid from the state to support students. The obstacles receiving BAföG, however, are very high. Lots of students have to find alternatives to support themselves. If you're supported by your parents, you're lucky. However, this is usually not the only source of income. In fact, it is not unusual for the average student to take on up to 2 or more jobs in order to finance their life.
Number 3. Thank God the material are written in brief and well structured, so I can easily avoid missing out on information. Most of the official scripts, if there's a script available, are filled with material and information. Many university teachers fill their scripts with lots of examples and side notes. To avoid too much confusion and stress, it is very helpful to take notes in class about which pages were used to cover the last topic. The search function is always a good assistant to keep track of the most important information.
Number 2. Teamwork is always enjoyable. The distribution of tasks works flawlessly. This unfortunately does not reflect reality. One of the group members does 99% of the whole task. Another one has absolutely no idea what the task is about. Not to forget the person who pretends to participate and actually does nothing at all. And finally, there's a lost guy whom nobody knows and who does not appear until the submission deadline. According to my previous experience, most of the work was always my responsibility, but my podcast group luckily appreciates me.
Number 1. My assignment is due to tomorrow. Of course, I finished it weeks before. Okay, we've all been in this situation. You say to yourself, this time I'm going to start immediately. And how do you really end up? You postpone it till the last day and anything containing caffeine becomes your best friend. You write and write, become totally exhausted, drink some caffeine and continue writing until it's there. The finished piece of work. Yes, it's done. I just have to print it out and then I can have at least 1 hour to sleep. Well, your printer doesn't think this is a great idea and works against you, driving you to total desperation. Just before you reach the state of a mental breakdown, it works. You are totally released and say to yourself, next time. No, it's a vicious circle. Don't think you will ever start soon enough to escape the fate. All cases are based on facts. If you never experienced one of these events, you might study at Hogwarts or you might not be studying at all. But don't worry too much. University time should be the best time of your life. Don't waste your time.